She'd been so rushed off her feet recently, what with the wedding, the adoption, her father, and Roman Westbrook, that she hadn't even realised her period was late. As she thought about it now, she realised that she'd last had one week before they married. Weeks ago. If she'd conceived on their honeymoon, she may already be halfway through her first trimester. "We'll have to speak to the doctor," Emily explained to Chantelle. "They'll be able to work out how long I've been pregnant and tell me the due date."
"It will still be lots of months," Daniel added, "so you'll have to be patient."
Patient looked the last thing Chantelle would be able to be. "Can we make a calendar?" she asked, her eyes wide and sparkling, "so we can count down the days." Emily beamed, touched by Chantelle's enthusiasm. "That sounds lovely," she said. "Can we make it really big?" Chantelle continued. "As big as a whole wall." She stretched her arms out as far as they could go. Emily nodded. "Okay.
With rainbow colours.
If you want.
And glitter."
Emily laughed. "That sounds wonderful." It was such a relief for her to know that Chantelle was happy for her. Sheila's pregnancy had caused a whole host of emotions to erupt in Chantelle, compounded by the fact that her friend from school, Toby, was also soon to become a big brother. Emily had been slightly concerned that Chantelle may act out as a result of the news, but so far, she seemed nothing but excited. Emily reminded herself to let her teacher, Miss Glass and Gail, the school counsellor, know about the situation in case Chantelle had a delayed negative reaction to the news. Daniel's expression turned serious for a moment. "Chantelle, will you be able to not tell anyone about this yet?" he asked. She looked down at him and frowned, visibly deflated like a popped balloon.
"Why not?"
Emily knew why Daniel wanted to keep it hush for now. She wasn't yet past the critical first trimester. This was her first pregnancy and she was an older mother. At 36, it fell into the horribly titled bracket of geriatric pregnancy. The chances of her miscarrying were higher than average. The thought caused a jolt of alarm to shock her. "So we can keep our special Moray family secret," Emily said, tapping her nose. "It will make it more fun." Daniel looked up, his expression relaxing somewhat, presumably at the way Emily was handling the slightly delicate situation. Chantelle's frown turned to suspicion, then it disappeared as quickly as it had come.
"Okay," she said, raising her eyebrows, suddenly on board. "But then, what about Papa Roy? He's family, but he's a Mitchell, not a Moray."
Emily considered her question for a moment. What about her father? Should she tell him before the first trimester was over? Should she tell anyone? She'd need emotional support, that was for sure. She just didn't know who would be best placed to give it to her. Her father had only just come back into her life, after all. She didn't know how well...